Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio. B-Podcast.
Welcome again to Radio Show Live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Today I'm speaking with Simone Kuku about his volunteering experience in Albania. So Simone, welcome to my show, and can you represent yourself and can you tell us where did you go and what did you do during your European Solidarity Corps project?
Thank you, Sara. I'm Simone. I've been in Albania, in Tirana, for my project, promotion of European values in Albania. And I've done this European Solidarity Corps project for 8 months.
Okay, and if I remember good, your volunteering experience was in a COVID situation, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us, because I guess a lot of people who maybe think about volunteering, they are afraid that now it's not possible to go abroad and to volunteer, or that it's not the best way because a lot of the restriction and this kind of thing. So is it possible? What kind of measure did you have that maybe they affected your life, your activities and this kind of things?
COVID situation affected the activities because we didn't do some activities that we needed to do during the project, but my organization, Studenti per la Città, and the receiving organization Beyond Barriers help us to find other solutions, other activities, and also they help us to protect ourselves to the COVID situation.
And what kind of activities did you have? Okay, you promoted European values, but in what way? What did you do?
Yeah. We have done some info session, info days for the European Solidarity Corps and Erasmus Plus, but also for the European values. Also, we have done some interview. For example, we have done one interview in the national TV in Albania. And also some other interview like for the volunteering day. And also we have done some coaching to the organization or municipalities for to take the quality label, that is a certification for the European Solidarity Corps project.
And you mentioned me some working in school with persons with disabilities.
Yes.
So did you already start to do this and because of COVID you stopped, or you even didn't any kind of activities?
We didn't have any kind of activities because the school for people with disabilities didn't work during the COVID situation. We have done one video for them to take money to grow up the school, but we met them like one time.
Thank you. We will continue to speak about your experience later. Now we are going to listen one song. Stay with Unica Radio.
Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Unica Radio.
What's up? I'm Justin Bieber.
Thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be fucked up if you can't be right here. Oh. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you.
miss your touch. Ooh, you're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. Ooh, and I'm afraid that I'ma fuck it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, cause you ain't never left me empty-handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay.
Welcome again in Radio Show Live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Today I'm speaking with Simone about his European Solidarity Corps experience volunteering abroad, actually in Albania. So Simone, can you tell us about your life in Albania? Was it different than in Italy, and what did you do in your free time, and what did you maybe miss from Italy? What was like the biggest difference?
Okay, the first month in Albania was actually difficult because I needed to adapt with the culture, the Albanian culture. But time to time I understood that the Albanian culture was similar to the Italian culture, because we are near, also we have some history very close. We have me and also the other volunteer Lorenzo, we have done some trip in Albania, but also we had the opportunity to go to Kosovo during December, it was December 2020. Also, one biggest difference for me was how to Albanian take the coffee. For example, there they have the Italian coffee and not also the Turkish coffee, but I prefer the Italian way. And there they stay in the bar a lot, like 2-3 hours drinking one coffee. And for us in Italy, it's something that we don't have. We have the bar, we go, we take the coffee like 3 seconds, and we... Sì. One of the things very different from Albania is how they take the coffee. They have the Italian way, the short coffee, but also the Turkish coffee, but the funny thing is that there they drink coffee in the seat, staying there like 2-3 hours. And for us in Italy, we don't have this. We just go to the bar, take the coffee in front of them, and we just drink in 2 minutes, 1 minute. So it's something that I needed to adapt, and me and also my colleague Lorenzo, we adapt very well, and sometimes we were late.
You stayed like 4 hours in the bar.
We were late for the work because we needed to finish the coffee.
Yeah, but this is also in Serbia, for example. Okay. We also drink coffee really long time, and I remember when I came here, for me it was completely shock. Like, okay, do you want to go in one to drink one coffee? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then we were in front of Shank and they gave us coffee. They just drank and they were like, okay, let's go. And I was like, no, but it's not about coffee. It's about socialization, exactly. About like talk and everything. So for me, it was super weird. And I never order coffee if I want to speak.
Yeah, also in Albania they have this, the socialization in Albania is most of the time in bar. For example, some my friend, Albanian friend, told me that they talk with other friends, etc., in the bar about pettegolezzi, so something also very deep, so it's very important for them. But for us, this part, for example, in Italy, we have the aperitivo, for example.
Yes.
We stay like 1 hour, 1 hour and a half.
Yeah, and I realized that for you it's important to, like, here in Cagliari, people usually eat outside when we talk about dinner, and it's usually like full of people and of course aperitivo, which is in Serbia is not that much, maybe because people don't have money to spend for dinners and this kind of things. But it's also funny that the people, they don't work, some of them, and they still have like they spend all day in cafe bars every day, and even if they don't have money.
Also, some similarities are, for example, the importance of the family, because in Albania the family is the first, and after they come friends, girlfriend, etc. They stay all together. Also, for example, for the Sunday, and they eat all together, and they cannot go, for example, outside, or it's a very deep thing for them. In Italy, we have the same, and for example, for me, the family, my mother and my father, are very important, because they help me to grow up and to understand what I can do for the future, for example. Also, one other similarities is the dedication for the work. For example, I was working, as I said before, in Beyond Barriers. That is an organization with five people, five women, and we were only two men. And it was a bit strange, but they help us to understand the work. They help us every day to with new ideas to what we can do during the volunteering project and during the work, but also outside the work during the free time.
So did they also have some time that you spend with them, with colleagues? That because, for example, here I'm really good connected with colleagues, and we also spend sometimes out of work. We travel together. We like do things together. So was it also a case for you?
Yes, we have done a lot of also trip in Albania all together. Not only for the work, but also to see a lot of cities, to see a lot of places that me and the other colleague without a car or with the COVID situation, with the bus, etc., was difficult. So they took us all together, but also me and Lorenzo, and also two girls from the office, the youngest girl, were going out, for example, for drink something, to eat something during Saturday and Sunday. So we were very connected also with them.
Thank you very much. I would like later to speak about your friends in Albania. How did you learn language? And of course, one really important thing is managing budget. So I hope that you all will stay with us. Now we are going to listen one song, and we are returning here.
Kisses on your body were like heaven. We were taking it slow. Tangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. Yeah. We were in a daze, learning each other's shapes, racing shadows of rain down your back. Oh, kisses on your body in my memory, baby, nothing comes close. It was the summer of love, a delicate daydream. For a couple of months, it felt like we were 18. Yeah. It was the summer of la la la. Yeah. It was the summer of la la la. tequila, calling you my señorita. Didn't know how much I need ya. Hate it when I have to leave ya. I've been taking mental pictures for when I miss you in the winter. Staying up until the sunrise, praying it don't be the last time. It was the summer of love. Until the evening, there was nowhere to go. No, it was the summer of love.
Welcome back to Radio Show Live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. I'm speaking with Simon about his volunteering experience in Albania. And now we were talking in the last part about his work, about differences between Albania and Italy. And now, can you, Simon, tell me something about how did you connect with people? How did you meet new friends? And also, was it difficult for you because you didn't know Albanian, right?
Yes.
And did you manage also to learn language?
Okay, it was a little bit difficult to connect with other people because I didn't know the language. And some of them, they didn't understand English, but some understood Italian, because they have in the TV, they see also, they saw also the TV, the Italian TV, for example, Italia 1, Canale 5, other channel, so they learn Italian. So, but also thank you for the from my mentor Emiliano. He gives me a lot of opportunities to go out with him, to know other people, other friends from them, from him. So after months and months, I create a little group of Albanian friendship. And we have done also some party in the volunteering house, and was a very good experience to meet new people with a different culture, to understand their problem, and to help them also to talk about these problems. For the budget. The budget, the first month for me was a disaster, because I wasn't very focused, because I understood that I needed to go like 3-4 days before to travel, so I didn't realize what I needed to do there. But for the budget, I was telling you that the first month was difficult, but after I understood how to manage and to understand the place where to buy food cheap and don't to spend a lot of money in the first week, for example.
Yeah, that's always a problem. I mean, for me, I'm here for 3 months, I mean, 3.5 months, and I think I still don't know how to manage budget, but definitely I realized that at the beginning I was buying food in the store that is the most expensive, and now I figure out, okay, there is one store that is much, much cheaper, but also still like budget is a problem. But for me, it's a really interesting. Was it different for you, like choosing food? Because like here, I realized that some things that we have in Serbia, that for example, pavlaka, it's like milk product, you cannot find this here. And I, at the beginning, I spent a lot of money trying to find something similar to something like Serbian way of yogurt. And I didn't, and it was there some situation that, for example, I spent that I needed to like leave some food for flatmates because I couldn't eat. It was not good. So how was your experience about that?
In Albania, I was very lucky because in Tirana they have Konat. Italian food.
Okay, yes.
but was very expensive for us. For example, some food from Italy cost 1-2 euros more there, and I didn't find some place how to take the meat, and I needed to take from them. Mm-hmm. the Italian meat, and was expensive for me, but also I understood that I really liked the Albanian cooking, so I was going with also my colleague Lorenzo to some place very cheap where you can find some Albanian traditional food. Also during the trip, I taste some food that I was thinking, no, I will not eat this because I don't like. But I taste it and I really like.
For example, what is typical Albanian food? What they eat in like every day? Or if you go to some friend's house, what is the meal that his mother or her mother would cook for you?
For example, they have souvlaki, that is bread, big bread with like kebab, but is different with the sausage, also with the meat. Also, they have some traditional meat that I don't remember the name. Sorry,
it's okay.
With salad and feta. They have a lot of feta, they put feta everywhere. Also, they have something that is from Serbia, maybe it's from Albania, is it Serbia, I don't know, moussaka.
Yeah, we also make it. So it's really hard sometimes to say in Balkan where some things come from.
Balkan.
Yeah, because we have a lot of similar things. And I mean, of course, one country affects another country, but definitely we also have moussaka.
Also moussaka that I taste in Albania, but also when I was in Serbia.
And did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I eat in Serbia, for example, I eat moussaka and meat, but is moussaka is with the meat also.
Yeah, definitely.
With the potatoes.
Maybe we can explain.
Yes.
So basically, it's like cut and a potato. No, potato. Yeah. I mix potatoes and tomato. So cut the potatoes like in one line, and then one line of meat. But like, how to say?
It's, with egg. No, it's.
It's like smashed meat.
Yes.
And then one line of potatoes and one line of meat, and as much as you can to fill all bowl. Yes, bowl, and then you put in oven and like I don't know how many times until it's cooked. Yeah, it's
very
nice.
Good. Also, they have some traditional sweet things, but they didn't.
Trileche, maybe.
Trileche, yes. This is one of the most good, but most of them are for me are not very tasty.
Ah, okay.
Because maybe because I'm from Italy, so we know how to cook the cake, not with a lot of thing inside, with cream, very deep.
Yeah, that's true. I really like a way of cooking here, and for example, that croissant is full of cream or I don't know, Nutella or whatever is inside, because like this is, for example, thing that I will miss when I return home. Okay, thank you very much. We will also continue to speak about your experience, and now we are going to listen one song.
I wanna be a slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coasters. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you could be the beauty and I could be the monster. I love you since this morning, no, just for aesthetic. I wanna touch your body so fucking electric. I know you're scared of me, you say that I'm too eccentric. I'm crying all my tears and that's fucking pathetic. I wanna make you hungry, then I wanna feed ya. I wanna paint your face like you're my Mona Lisa. I wanna be a champion, I wanna be a loser. I'll even be a clown cause I just wanna meet ya. I wanna be a sexter, I wanna be a teacher. I wanna be a singer, I wanna be a preacher. I wanna make you love me, then I wanna leave ya. Cause baby I'm your David and you're my Goliath. The beauty and I could be the monster. I wanna make you quiet, I wanna make you nervous. I wanna set you free, but I'm too fucking jealous. I wanna pull your strings like you're my telecaster. And if you want to use me, I could be your puppet. Cause I'm the devil, researching for redemption. And I'm a lawyer, researching for redemption. And I'm a healer, researching for redemption. Searching for redemption.
Welcome back to the radio show live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. I'm talking with Simon about his European Solidarity Corps experience in Albania. So we were talking about food in Albania in the last session. So can you tell me now what were your favorite moments, some nice time that you had in Albania and things that you still remember?
I still remember, for example, when it was my birthday, the 5th of May, and Lorenzo, my flatmate, came out, didn't know where he was, and he and two other our colleagues came at midnight to knock to my room and to say happy birthday Simone, but I was sleeping. I didn't hear them. After I just open, I was sleeping. Happy birthday, I was... No!
No!
I'm sleeping. <now. laughs> Also, when we had some party in the house, but also when we were in Kosovo. For example, I snowed there. It was for me the first time because I'm from Sardinia and I saw the snow come like 1-2 times, but not like there in Kosovo in the mountains. It was very beautiful. And also the first days during the volunteering project, because I met a lot of people from the organization, very kind with me. And we are still in contact. I'm still in contact with them, so I'm very happy to meet them.
And you mentioned flatmates. So, did you live with local people or with people from the project? Where they were from?
Okay, I was with Lorenzo and no one else. But we needed to have two other volunteering from France. But they didn't come because of the COVID situation, so we were only two in a big house.
And he is also from Italy?
Yes, he is from Cuglieri in the center of Sardinia, and now he's doing civil service in Albania.
And how was sharing apartment? Was it your first time to live with other people?
Yes, it was the first time, and I adapt very well with Lorenzo because we didn't meet before the project, but after doing the project we were like very friends with a lot of going out with a lot of friendship between me and him, so it wasn't very difficult to live with him. So we need also, for example, to clean the house, to do that thing ourselves, because we didn't have our moms, our dads. So it was a good experience to grow up. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, this is actually what usually people say when they talk about their experience with of living with other people, like because you don't have mom and father, mostly mom, to clean behind you, to wash your laundry. So if you don't wash your laundry 2 weeks, you don't have what to wear.
You cannot go out.
Yeah, true, true. And okay, so after that, in one point you needed to return home. How was returning home? I cannot imagine, for example, now to return home. Maybe I even said that in the last radio show.
I think now I'm sad to return here. And the first 14 days was difficult because I was in quarantine. I had the negative COVID test. But the rules were like this. So I stayed like 14 days not seeing no one, only my mother sometimes. And after going out, see again my friends, see the organization, my same organization, my grandmother, etc. was beautiful, but in the same time I was sad thinking about what I left in Albania. Like the work, the routine was different. Also here is different right now, my routine, and is something difficult when you come back.
Yeah, and for example, when you return, what did you keep from things that you learned from your routines? Do you have some things that they stay even if you left Albania? Mm-hmm. Okay, because you change, for sure, change a lot.
I change a lot. For example, also before I already know how to cook, but right now I cooking every day, and this is something that I keep from Albania, because I didn't have, as I told you, my mother or my father to cook something. So this was something, but also I think the ethic of work, because there in the organization in Beyond Bares they have a big ethic. So if you work, you need to work, you need to focus. So I learned also this is something that before I was like working, but thinking at the same time other things. So I wasn't very focused doing the work.
And did that experience help you, I don't know, to find a job, to apply for some other things that they can be useful for you, or what do you do now?
I'm applying for some project, some tutoring, some facilitating project, etc. But also thanks from the volunteering project, I thought that I need to come back in university, so I will start the university again in historical literature, because before I was in economic studies, but I didn't like it, so I left. Right now I'm starting to study history.
And do you also consider some Erasmus program to go abroad for some one semester, two semesters, or you want to stay in Italy to do?
I think I will stay here because I don't like Erasmus Plus Studio, because it's very difficult to combine the study from Italy to in other country, and maybe they cannot recognize my exams in abroad. But definitely after the laurea we'll do the Erasmus Plus Erasmus internship, but I need to think where, for example.
Yeah, you still have time.
Have 3 years.
Still, first to finish your study. Good luck with your studies. And for the end, I would like to ask you what would you like to say to all people who don't volunteer, but maybe think to start to volunteer, why this is important, and would you suggest someone to go abroad to try this kind of experience or not, and why?
I definitely tell to people to do volunteering, and because it's an experience that change your life, change your mind, change your view of things in doing the work, but also with the friends, with the family, you understand what you miss from the other life that you left before to come abroad, but also you to learn a lot of things. For example, me, I learn how to stay alone without, for example, my parents or other friends. If you need, like for example, some help to apply for the European Solidarity Corps, me and Lorenzo, we create a publication for the people that want to apply. We explain step by step how to apply for a project, where they are the project, the type of the project, so you can see the publication in the Facebook page of Studenti per la Città.
And this is in Italian, right?
Yes.
That's great, especially because a lot of documents are in English, so people, they can also in their language study little by little, and then after some times to decide to go. Yeah. I mean, I guess we all didn't decide just when we heard that this kind of program
exists. We need
exists.
To think, of
yes.
course.
Yeah, thank you very much for being my guest, and thank you for all of you that you listened to us. Stay with Unica Radio and see you the next month with the new guest and the same me. Ciao.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.